Do you guys mind coming here for a second? I'm just gonna pull up my shirt here a little bit. Do you see this on the side of my on the side of my ribs here? I think I have an itch. Do you see that?
Wait. This coleslaw? Hold on, I'm looking at the wrong side of ribs.
Oh yeah, sorry. Up here, do you see that?
Oh, on your body. Okay.
Yeah, it's like I feel like I just have this itch.
Hey, by the way, do you mind if I have a bite of these ribs? Because these look delicious.
I mean, they're meat. Are you eating meat now?
Oh, boy. I wish you would have told me. If I hadn't have heard it, I would have been fine eating it.
So if I hadn't have told you these meats were rib... Wait. I'm having a stroke.
You guys, sorry to interrupt, but what is this? This is not quite an episode, not quite an ad. Where am I?
Oh, from Lost? The guy from Lost?
Yeah.
That's,
do you like
it? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great
one. Where are we?
Oh, well, I was setting up a thing. If we would have played with me having an itch, but we didn't, that's fine.
He made us throw up.
No, see, I should never do bits where I lift up my shirt, because that's... yep, there we go again.
And they're so... It's so tender. It's like the... I don't want to say meat is falling off the bone, but we get what I'm saying, right?
But you said bone. You said bone.
You're right.
Do any vegetables have bones?
Rhubarbs?
No, come on.
Come on.
What I was going to say was I have an itch and the scratch. I want to travel. I have an itch to go on the road, road trip travel.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to do some live shows. I'm breaking out in lives instead of hives. I'm breaking
out. If you would have said that you were breaking out in lives, I would have been 100% on it from the start.
And see, that's my problem is I have this mental block where I need to walk a mile before I pay off a joke.
Got it.
I don't know what it is about me.
Would it help, Adel, if we did some live shows? Would that be helpful to you?
Yes. Is it possible somewhere maybe like September 6th, which I think is a Tuesday, September 6th, I want to go somewhere where I can get a good hot dog. I can get a slice of pizza. The hot dog does have... Aaron, stop singing that song. I'm trying to think of a city. So I want to like see a lot of history.
I'm sorry, that's my
culture.
Alarm. I need to take one of my pills.
This says rib pills?
You wanted to jump through hurdles to get to the point, Adel. Careful what you wish for.
Hold on,
pal.
Aaron, you jump through hurdles?
I gotta see a quick video, Aaron.
Is that why your neck's always broken?
By the way, while we're in New York,
I'm always injured, baby.
If we drive by a high school track, I want to get a video of Aaron running through all the hurdles.
I think, you know what? I'll get through one, and it will be enough to take me to the hospital. Anyways,
well, she did
what's
it in 30
happening?
Seconds, but she's disqualified for not properly jumping over hurdles. I'm saying I want to go to a city Tuesday, September 6th, maybe do a show around 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
And I want
it
to be somewhere with maybe like a giant lady, maybe like a, I don't know, 400-foot, like, bronze lady.
400-foot?
I don't know.
Oh, it's not Fort Wayne, then. Adel, why don't we do New York City?
Okay, I'm listening.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we do a show, a live show, at the Bell House in New York City on September 6th, a Tuesday, at 7:30 p.m.?
All right, I'm in. Aaron?
Wow, that was easy.
Okay, I'm in.
And afterwards, we can go see a Broadway show.
We'll
probably run out of time.
Hang on and say hey to
they don't have midnight Broadway shows?
Not yet. But anyways, we're going to be in New York and we're so excited. We know we've been there before and we can't wait to see some of you again and some of you for the first time.
Oh, but Aaron, look, Adel's shirt, his lives haven't gone away. Adel, would you like to do like another live show? Do you think that would maybe help?
Yeah, but I'd want it to be pretty soon after this New York show. So maybe like the very next day, Wednesday, September 7th. If there's somewhere we can go that's maybe like, it's like, I don't know if it's really a state, but it is a city, but it is like, it's maybe like the capital. Aaron, shut up.
I'm trying
to think.
I think you're thinking of Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. D.C. would work. Maybe we do a show at 8 p.m. at Union Stage.
Oh, let's see. Let me check my calendar. Oh, no, it says that I have a live show in Washington, D.C. at Union Stage at 8 p.m. Wait.
That's right. That's
it's the same thing.
Oh, that is the same thing. Oh, my God. Okay, so here.
Lucky.
Wow. Aaron, look at Adel's skin. It looks like the lives are clearing up. It looks like those two shows, New York City, September 6th, and at the Bell House Theater, and D.C., September 7th, at the Union Stage have cleared up Adel's lives.
Wow, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it, JBC and Aaron. I really appreciate it.
But here's the deal, though. Here's the thing.
Okay.
You have to, if you live in New York City or Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. keep in mind your fellow people around the world.
Sure.
If you buy tickets to this, then we're likely to be able to go to, I don't know, a Boston, an Austin, a Seattle.
A Mostyn.
A Mostyn.
A Clawston.
A Clawston.
Zostins.
A Zostin. I'm exhaustin. If you buy tickets, then we can tour more places. But if you are on the East Coast and you want to come hang out with us and see us, these are not going to be streamed live. So it's going to be a specific once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Once in a lifetime, but probably once this year.
Could turn into a fight club if we get bored enough. I keep sending them emails and no one's responding.
And there is something, there's something in the New York water that brings out a certain flavor in our comedy that
trash.
We just feel so alive. And we've never played in D.C. before, but I've been to D.C. several times. And the vibe there is so cool. The food there is so good. Deeply underrated city.
DC has such fucking excellent vibes. The last time I was there, it was like January of 2001. The vibes were popping. I was with my people, my tribe. Mm-hmm, I found my folk, my flock.
Yes.
So I can't wait to be back and see what's changed around old Washington, D.C.
And we got to go to some museums, right?
Oh, absolutely. And if you want to go to any one of these shows, all you got to do is go to heyriddleriddle.com/live, click on the link with the city that you want to go to on it, and then purchase a ticket.
It's that easy?
I think it is that easy.
We got to make it harder so it feels like people have to run through hurdles.
Okay, well, how about to make it harder, you have to listen to this like 10-minute thing where we like talk about the
horrible.
Live show. That should make
Anyways,
it
Anyways, please come see us live. I am so excited to be back on the East Coast. It's going to be so nice. We're going to meet some DC friends for the first time. Do you think they'll like me? Do you think they'll think I'm tall?
Aaron, I think they're going to think the world of you, my dear.
I'm so excited. Okay. What will I wear?
Something, I hope. Clothes?
I'm going to dress up like a U.S. president, but I won't say which one. It's Taft.
I think we should have to. I think in D.C., I'm sorry, mm-hmm. I think in New York, I think we should only wear an outfit that we can buy at a New York gift shop.
That's
the caveat.
Oh, okay. My
fun?
Favorite New York gift shop is Burberry, so I cannot wait.
Shit.
I cannot wait to go on a
Burberry's
little shopping
a gift
spree.
Shop?
Well, everything's a gift if you are a nice person who can receive it. Oh, boy. Okay, well, hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you either click the link in our episode description today or go to heyriddleriddle.com/live and get yourself a little ticket, and we will see you in New York and D.C., baby.
It's me, Dr. Chameleon. Hey, little monkey bones. Hey, Coco Cashmere, what do you say we show up to D.C. and New York?
Oh, no, man.
Little Monkey Bones, is that you?
Yeah, man. It's me, Little Monkey Bones, and I...
He had sex and he's changed.
With Coco Cashmere, and she's changed. She
and
sounds
I'm,
like this now.
It was such good sex that this is what my voice sounds like now. Just kidding, I'll see you there, Broadway!
Have I shown you this itch on my chest?
And that'll do it, right?
Yeah.